The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur was in Daf Tzadi Aleph in Ksubis. Today we'll discuss the topic of life insurance. And we're going to bring the opinion of three G'dayli HaPoiskim, what they hold regarding life insurance. The question is, we all know that every Yid is mechayiv in emunah bitochin, and is supposed to rely on Hashem and expect that Hashem will take care of all his needs. That being said, is there room in Yiddishkeit for a bala mishpacha to purchase life insurance? Because after all, the underlying assumption when one buys life insurance is that Hashem will not provide for him, but rather he has to take precautions that he should make sure the children are provided for. So this l'chayra is against the concept of emunah bitachon. So again, should a person buy life insurance? Is it a stira to emunah bitachon? The Debetzina Rav in Ber Moisha in Chelik Ches Simin Kufyud Ches discusses this shayla, and he says, surely to buy life insurance is not a chisaron in emunah and bitochin. In fact, on the contrary, he says that a person should go ahead and should buy life insurance. And he brings a raya from the concept in Al Gemara of ksubas benin dichrin. The concept of ksubas benin dichrin, let's review, means that when a man marries two women, that the woman that dies during his lifetime, her children will receive the ksuba if he dies. Meaning usually, let's assume Reuven married Rachel and Leah, and Reuven died. So Rachel and Leah's children would equally split in the Yerusha, whatever Reuven left over. However, since the din of ksubas benin dichrin is instituted, that means that Rachel's children, if Rachel dies in the lifetime of Reuven, Rachel's children will get Rachel's ksuba. Why did Chazal misaken that Rachel's children would get Rachel's ksuba? So the answer is, the Gemara says, that we want to increase the nedunya given to our daughters. And if we increase the nedunya given to our daughters, people will more likely marry our daughters. Therefore, we want a father to give money freely to his daughters. Because what's a father going to think? A father's going to say, listen, if I give money to my daughters, so what's going to happen? My daughters will die in their lifetime. The Baal will yarshin all the money I'm giving my daughter. The Baal will subsequently get married. And those children from the second marriage will take all my money, not anyone in my bloodline, in my bloodstream. So he said, you know what? Don't hesitate. Give money to your daughter. Your daughter's children will get extra if she happens to die in her husband's lifetime from other children. And the money will be preserved in the mishpacha, in the bloodline. So the whole concept of benin dichrin is addressing this concern that a father has, that his money should be focused to the children of his daughter and not to someone else's children. Says the Debetzina, why did Chazal become concerned that a father should want the money to stay in his bloodline and not be given to someone else? And why are we addressing his concerns? Why don't we say simply, says the Debetzina, why don't we say, listen, everyone should have bitachon. Ma she yisava, yisava. Whatever happens to his daughter will happen. Why does Chazal have to worry about it? Have bitachon in Hashem. Hashem will rule the world. Hashem will look out for the daughter. Hashem will look out for the children of the daughter. Why are we worried? We're concerned. Maybe the child, the wife will die in her lifetime. And the money will go to a different bloodstream. And therefore the father won't give money. So we're concerned. We want him to give money. Why are we worried? Don't worry. Have bitachon in Hashem. Says the Debetzina, no. We address these worries. Why do we address these worries? Zok the Debetzina, I'm quoting his words. Vaday shekol adam chayiv mitzar adin. A person is chayiv according to Jewish law. Lastly, is koma shebiyodoi shebnei ubanois bito yikabel chelik yosu gadol.
We have to make a shtalis that our grandchildren in our bloodline have money. And they should have money as much as they could. So there's an inyan for a person to be concerned that his future bloodstream should have money. Unbelievable. And the Debatina says we see this played out in Ksubas bin Dichlin. That's the point. The point is that Chazal want an aid parents who want to keep money for their grandchildren, meaning, and that's the concept of life insurance. You want to have money for your grandchildren. So obviously it's not a lack of bitachon, and therefore it's the mitzvah. Azei zok debetzina. Not only does debetzina have this opinion, but also Rabbi Chazkel Abramsky. If we look in Diva, in the other way, in Diva Yecheskel, he says like this, that everyone should make a life insurance. Everyone should do it. Sheroi hu lasois bitua chayim. Everyone should do it. And he says like this, the Divrei Yecheskel. He says not only that, it's a skula la'arichas yamim. He says, if you want to live long, get life insurance. Unbelievable. Why would buying life insurance lead to someone living a long life? So he says like this, that the life insurance company, Progressive and Geico and whatever the life insurance company is, they make money consistently year after year. So Derech HaTeva, they're winning. They're winning the ball game. So he says, since they're winning the ball game, and that's why they make money, so mitzad, they have hatzlacha, these companies. And they usually never pay out a lot when you're young. So if that's the odds are they're not going to pay out when you're young. So therefore, it's probably likely that that's what's going to take place, and you're going to live a long life, and therefore, says the Divrei Yecheskel, everyone should go ahead and buy life insurance. Also, the Shevet Levi shares his opinion. In Chelek Dalim Siman Aleph, he says over there that Avade, there is no chisaron in bitochin at all for someone to purchase life insurance. And he says, listen, he says a very interesting concept. He says, listen, even though we know that a person should give all his lahashlich al Hashem kol yahavoy, he should leave to Hashem all his pressure. And Boch Geva sheyiftach b'Hashem v'hoy Hashem yiftach, someone who's b'teach in Hashem, Hashem will take care of him. So even though we have this concept, you should give all your problems to Hashem and Hashem should take care of you and have emunah, but he says that avadi, you still have to do your shtadlis. Avadi, if your shtadlis is limited and you need to be b'teach in Hashem more than your shtavlis, so of course you have that concept. But aside from that, a person should do all his shtavlis. And he brings a beautiful raya. There's a sefer, in the Sefer HaMakne on Kiddushin, he has a very interesting question in the Sefer HaMakne. Rav Ozner brings this all in Shevet HaLevi. The Sefer HaMakne asks a question. On one hand, Chazal say, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, Meniach ani kol umnois sheba oilom, I'm leaving over college and training and high school. Ve'eni malamin is b'ni ela Torah. I'm teaching my son only Torah, and I'm not preparing him to make money, but I'm only learning Torah for him. Right? So the Mishnah says that's what you should do. That's what you should do, that a person should meniach kol nishba ilam and teach his kid Torah. That looks like that's what's praiseworthy in the eyes of Hashem. But on the other hand, says the Machne, we know that there's a din that chayv adam lilmoid umnois lebenoi. There's a mitzvah that a person should teach his son umnois. It's another Mishnah in Kedushin. So the steer in Kedushin. On one hand, the Mishnah says that ein melamed b'niela Torah. I only teach my kid Torah, not umnois. On the other hand, it says chayav adam limnois umnois. But no, he has to teach his kid a trade. So what's the mahalach in life? It's a contradiction in the Mishnah. Says the Sefer HaMakne that there's two types of people in the world. A tzaddik gomor. That's what Chazal is referring to when it says, "Ani meniach ko umnos shebo'olam ve'eini melamnes b'niel Torah." Someone who has that mahalik has to be a tzaddik gomor. If you want to just teach a kid Torah and ignore his tablis, you're a tzaddik gomor. But if you're normal and you're not a tzaddik gomor, the average person, so the average person of Avadeh is chayev lamed umnos lebenoi. And he goes farther, Rav Ozner, and says, That's the Chazal. It says, Harbei also kashrim bayichoy, v'liyosu biyodom. A lot of people tried not to go to work and just rely on Hashem, but they weren't matzliach. It's only for a tzadik gomer. So he says, the same thing with insurance. Just like you have to mechayev l'lumoyd b'noy umnois, so too, you have to teach him, you have to teach him to take care of his family and to purchase life insurance when it's proper. So all these three gedolim agree that, again, Divrei Chesed says it's a mitzvah, it's a school, arichas yomim. Shevet Levi says that, of course, that's a chiv, like limud es benoy umnois. And the Be'er Moshe says, we see this from the Ksubas ben Dichron and Asugi, but everyone agrees that the right thing to do is to purchase a life insurance policy for your family.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.